Yeah. Happy fucking happy hour. Look at us. Stone cold sober in the middle of the day. Kira Soltanovic. Am I going to say this right? Soltanovic?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say yes, but okay. There's always a question mark.
It's hard to say.
Because who really knows?
Welcome. We are taping this in the middle of the... By the way, we usually encourage drinking and swearing.
Great.
But because you have a life and have procreated, you have to go pick up children or some such shit, Sean. And
like.
I'm drinking water. This is a whole new.
No. When you have kids,
yes.
All you do is drink and swear. That's all you do to get through the day.
We maybe should have gotten you some mommy juice, but it's time for adult conversation for mommy. Isn't this fun?
I cannot tell you how excited I am that I don't have to tell you to put your penis away.
Okay. Right.
Right. Or
oh, no, I do. I do. Yeah.
I mean, what, yeah. Or not. I mean,
right.
Whatever you guys do for ratings.
Right.
But, or you to not pick up food off the floor and eat it. Again, but you can if you want to, but I don't have to tell you not to.
Right. Right. Okay. So you have to, because this is, it's almost like it's like finding some bizarre creature in the wild. Because we're all childless losers.
I know.
I'm a big gay, childless, single loser. So I'm just sort of like observing you, and I'm just like,
you know,
I'm
going to observe you at the same time, because for me, the fact that you don't have to wake up to someone's face in your face.
Right. Right.
Immediately asking for something.
Right. Can I just say, you have done all of us a service, all of us childless losers here. You make marriage and children sound so horrifying.
It is.
That it reaffirms all of my life choices.
You have
as disastrous as they've been.
No, you have made great choices.
First of all, let's start with you. Your baby was 10 pounds. So that shit coming. I mean, I right. One of my good friend, Aisha Tyler, once I asked her why she doesn't have kids. She goes, you know they come out of your vagina, right?
Yeah. I tried anally.
So that,
I tried, but, you know, Obamacare, I couldn't get.
Right.
Yeah.
So that shit came that. I mean, yeah. What's happening down there presently? Because that, what happens after a 10-pound? You said, because I know you said to your husband, you broke it, you bought it now.
Right.
Right.
I pee when I blink, but that's just normal, I think, for most women after kids. But, there's just a lot of sadness when I look at myself
right.
naked. It looks like, you know, when you leave cheese out for too long
and it gets
like
sweaty
that sweaty film.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind it's of, yeah. Oh, is the right.
Hot, right?
Yeah. And then potato salad
mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm.
it's been at a picnic for
sure.
way too long, like in the sun.
Sure.
And it's curdled a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, they are true miracles.
Right. That's fantastic. How old are they?
I have a 5-year-old.
Sean, let's pretend to care.
I have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
You have to go pick them up today.
Well, one of them I have with a sitter.
Okay.
Okay.
And which is my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And the other one is at school learning.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
I don't think so.
And how long have you been married?
Oh, gosh. The last time I was happy was 2007.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Look,
I watched you do it. Your husband sounds horrifying, too, if you don't mind saying. Just his snoring alone. That is, mm-hmm. that, I mean, it sounds really.
And last night he forgot to put in, because he does wear a mouth guard, which really, truly helps.
Right.
And he forgot. And it's been like months where he has not forgotten.
Right.
But he didn't have it in last night. And I understand how people murder.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. Just to, like, to put them out of their misery.
It's and it's
you're like that breathing can't be good.
It can't be good, right?
Right.
And the fact that I mean, the
snoring. I'm
going
to put a loving pillow over your face.
The snoring is basically a sign of like almost dying. Like, that's what snoring is.
No, still here.
And I just because anything that happens in the middle of the night when
right.
you're tired, I don't feel like should ever be your fault.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Because you're exhausted and it's 3 a.m.
Yeah. Well, you were saying you don't ever get to wake up naturally. You don't even know what that's like. There's always somebody hitting you in the head or
yeah.
screaming.
Somebody
or
is
poking
constantly,
something in your eye.
Yeah, it's constant.
Yeah.
But that's the choice. We all make choices. Some
right.
people choose to be gluten-free.
Right. I'm frequently lonely and I, you know, feel horrible about my life. But this is the whole reason we book you. Yeah, you're funny and all that shit. But
to make you feel a little better.
Yes, to reaffirm my life choices. I have a big birthday tomorrow. And this is, I seriously was watching your YouTube just like, oh, this is so great. That just sounds awful.
It is. It truly is. But here's the thing. People do it constantly. And we right. have to ask ourselves right. why.
Right.
Why do they do that?
Right. So are you blocking out how long you've been married, or you just don't want to tell me?
2008. We got married in 2008.
Oh, so 2007 was the last time you were happy.
So I'm terrible with dates. Like, I'm kind of a dude right. in the sense of, like, I don't remember.
9 years, something like that.
When yeah. our anniversary. And yeah. so my husband, we got new luggage, and you know you've got to set the right. the lock on the luggage.
Right.
So he set our anniversary. And I was trying to get into the luggage. And
you're
I
like,
go,
I don't know.
What? Dude, what's the luggage? And he goes, it's our anniversary. And I go, 4/24/09. And he's like, what? It's 5/24/08. What is wrong with
you? By the way, we can
you?
All get into your luggage now. We're right there.
TSA
it's
is,
also all her passwords
TSA
across
is
everything.
Up in there all the time. Right? Every time. And right. it's like they don't even leave that little slip.
Right.
They just like leave like... Right. Tuberculosis. I don't know what they're right, leaving, right, but it's like right. something. Like, don't go through my stuff so thoroughly. Just take a peek.
Right.
And don't, like, leave, like, right. nails and,
yeah,
like, skin matter. Like, I right. don't need right. you to be in there.
Yeah, I watched some of your stand-up, and you do talk about him so glowingly. You kind of just said, it's fine. It's, you know, not what you hope I mean, for, but, it, you know, it's okay.
If I sat here and said, he's my soulmate, I just couldn't say it with a straight face.
With a straight face, you'd start laughing.
I'm just not that chick. I know that there are people that post
right.
on their social media how perfect their life is
right.
and how awesome their spouse is. And I mean, that's great, but right. is that really?
Yeah. Well, I think people know that people on Facebook are mostly full of horseshit.
Mm-hmm. Can we just?
Right.
I would like someone to just post something truthful once. And that person,
that'd
I
be
would.
Great.
You know what I mean? Just something like...
That person would get a billion followers on Facebook.
For me, at least. Just something that's just
yeah.
like today...
This is my child whose spirit I crush daily. And my husband who's...
But that's what I am really worried about is, am I going to ruin these kids? Because even though I love them and I love being right. a parent, I'm a very aggressive person.
Right.
Because I was raised by Soviets.
Right.
And so I love my children. Like, right. I'm always like,
they just
get over
but
here.
You want to invade them like the Ukraine.
I love you. I'm so proud of you right now. And it's very...
You're like a Russian tank.
It's yeah. too much for them. And so I'm probably going right. to, you know, mess them up in that direction.
Right. Well, that sounds like it's all going to work out great. you said, I just picked food out of my, on Twitter, I just picked food out of my teeth with one of my kids' toys.
I did.
If he didn't want me to use his floss, he shouldn't have left it in the sink.
There's just crap everywhere.
Right. Right.
There's crap. It's like right. a flea market, our house.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense. It's just a table full of, like, just random crap. Nothing makes sense. There's nothing here that matches. There's no right. decor.
Right.
There's no interior design.
Right. right. It's as if you've always been robbed. Do you come home and be like, oh no, this is just normal.
And there's human matter on our floor.
Uh-huh.
That we're just like, there's, like, some hair.
Oh. Yeah.
There's... Like,
you don't know what it is.
Where did this come from? What part of the body did this come out of?
Okay. Okay. You know what? It's just as good that I'm not drinking and eating anything because I'm feeling a little rumbly in my tumbly.
It's just the
I'm feeling
truth.
A little tiny barfy.
It's just the truth.
You tweeted, I'm officially turned into my dad. I just killed a fly with a folded up newspaper and I adjusted my junk in front of my kids' friends.
Have you ever killed a fly with a rolled up newspaper? You feel
like your dad.
Like you came home from World War II.
Yeah.
I've never done it before. I've tried to kill flies, but I've never actually done it. And can
never
I just,
got one? Yeah.
Can I be honest? It was a folded up Hollywood Reporter.
Oh.
Because I live in L.A.
Yeah.
But I felt extremely like alpha male.
And then
male.
You're like, oh, I might have to go on that audition. Hang on. Let me get that off. Is that brain? Is that fly brain?
Oh, not on George Clooney's face. But I folded it up and I was like, you son of, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
I am going right. to, this is it. You're done.
Yeah.
And it's a great way, by the way, to get out any aggression you have
right.
towards said kids and husband.
Right.
But I just smacked him and wow. I couldn't believe it. Like,
you got a little bloodlust between
Mr.
the whole Russian thing and the.
Very Mr. Miyagi.
Right. Yes. Yes.
I mean, he did it with chopsticks.
Right.
But
sure. Now, you grew up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay. With siblings, what's the and you Russian immigrant parents?
Right, right.
Heavy accents?
Extremely.
Really?
People don't believe me.
Hear that Russian music in your head when they talk. It's just, they're like 80s villains.
I just have to hear the slightest like Dr. Zhivago, like the first three
right.
notes of Dr. Zhivago.
Right.
And I immediately lose bowels and
right,
tears
right.
and See, right now, it's not going to go well for me right now.
Did they say Niet a lot?
All the time.
Were they this strict?
Can I have a birthday party?
Is that all you ever heard?
Niet. All I ever heard was, there's a Russian phrase that is...
All right, don't freak her out.
Через жопу, which means through your ass.
Huh?
And that's what my parents said all the time.
Wow.
So if you
so not out
kid,
your ass, through your
through
ass.
Your ass. So if you ask your kid, like, can you please go clean your room?
Right. Right.
And then I go and I do my version of cleaning my room.
Right.
My mom would walk in and say, meaning you cleaned it, but it was through your ass. Like, you didn't do it like a normal way. You didn't just like go put your toys away. You cleaned it through your ass.
Very supportive. You asked if they would support your dream to become a stand-up, and they said, it's not like you're smart enough to be a doctor. So you took that as a
yes. I was like,
yes,
yeah, thank
we support you, honey.
Yeah.
And all your dreams.
I got that a lot. All the other Russian kids were doing every Russian thing better than me. So, like, I played piano, and they were like, you don't play as good as Grisha.
Well, who does?
Like, I did ballet.
Fucking Grisha.
I did
that
ballet
bitch.
In San Francisco. I was in the Nutcracker. You're familiar with San Francisco.
Yes, I am familiar.
Yes. And with the San Francisco Ballet.
Right.
And I was like, well, now they're going to be proud of me.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing what a Russian should do.
Right.
But I messed up every single show.
Oh.
And so every single show I did something wrong.
Right.
In the Nutcracker. And my dad was like, look, we don't expect you to get it right.
So low a bar.
Yes.
Someone said that about Trump in the debate. It's like the bar was so low, he managed to tunnel underneath it, though.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was in America's Junior Miss Pageant, Miss Congeniality. Anyway, but we had to do a dance routine, and I just remember my dad went, you were going one direction, everybody else is going the other direction.
Instead of saying, dance, I loved watching you up there.
Right.
It's like when you get off stage and you do stand up, and people that didn't appreciate your show,
right,
they can say nothing.
Right.
But sometimes they say, wow, you really went for it up there.
Right.
Instead of a compliment.
We could write a book about things to not fucking say to comedians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say like this. I saw your show.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, right. Don't bring up
listened
to you or I saw your show or I did you whatever if you're not going to fucking say something. Yeah.
Right. A guy would never want to hear like, oh, that's a penis.
Right. Oh, that's, wow. Is that it?
Okay.
Okay.
Like, you either say, oh, my God, that's amazing, or just say nothing.
Right.
One of my girlfriends, I think that's how she knew she was gay. She said two things to her boyfriend. One was, are you in yet, and are you done yet? Those things, they do not like to hear that. Do not, those two things.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's marriage.
Yes. And I guess the answer in both cases was yes.
Yeah.
Yes, am in, yes, am done.
And done.
Okay.
I do want to say one positive thing about marriage.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Here it is. Here it comes.
I had some frames that I wanted put up.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
And my husband did them immediately.
Right. And I assume he does most of the bug killing. Which is, right? Fixing things and killing bugs.
He did it.
I don't know what else they're for.
So there's some great perks.
Right.
And that's all. That's all you need. It's just some perks. Yeah. What do we want out of life?
Yeah. A little sperm. Make a couple kids.
Do we need
kill
life
a couple
to
flies.
Be perfect every day? No, life should be about perks. It can't be perfect every day. It's impossible. Did I mention I was raised by Soviets?
Right.
Okay.
Soviet Jews.
Soviet Jews.
Oh.
Ugh.
Well.
Even worse.
Okay. No, wait. Did you say siblings or what?
I did have a brother.
Okay.
Yeah. What, ready to bring the show down?
Uh-oh.
What button do you have for this?
I got it ready. It's not like you weren't harsh on all of our buzz already.
He died.
I'm sorry.
Is there any kind of like anything else besides the want? Yeah.
I'm sorry. That seems really
bad
to play that.
It's fine. What are you going to do? There's no button to bring him back. So we just have a good time with it.
Right.
So I did.
A good time?
A good time. What?
You are dark, motherfucker.
I am. Look, what can you do? That's the thing.
Right.
But yeah, so he died. He had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
I know. At 38.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Are you going to make it through the end of this podcast?
Why?
You got some genetic.
Do that.
Substandard genetic Russian shit in there. That's going to make you.
Again, Soviets. It couldn't have helped being a Soviet.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
So there were two of us, but he was.
I was going to assume vodka poisoning, but that would have been.
I'm sure
rude.
That
would have been rude.
To do with it. I'm sure there's probably that was.
Right.
That didn't help.
It sounds like you're. Did anybody suspect your parents of polonium? ponies just because they seem a little dark. Oh, I'm not accusing them. I'm just...
No, but my aunt, my mom's sister...
Oh, she's the one. She did it.
She went and built bombs underground in the Ukraine. So people do suspect that she has some sort of poisoning from doing that. So they would drive them out in a bus with curtains, by the way. So the bus had curtains so the passengers couldn't see where they were going.
Right.
Middle of the woods.
Sure.
And they got into
That's not
this.
Creepy at all.
It's not weird at all. But again, this is Russia. So for them, they're like, it's Wednesday. And they would just take an elevator down to the center of the earth.
Right.
And build bombs.
Right. As you do.
As you do.
Right.
And guess what? Not a lot of ventilation in the core of the earth.
Right.
And then they take the, you know, the work bell, work whistle's done. And then they just go back up to the middle of this wooded area. A bus comes to pick them up. Curtains are drawn. They can't see where they're going or what they're doing. And they get taken back to the middle of the Ukraine.
That is, and see, that's, and you seem to have recreated, you sound, you make marriage and, you know, child rearing sound like a Russian gulag. Quite honestly,
I mean, they're very similar.
Like, I mean, if I had my choice right now, I would go. I will go to the gulag.
To a gulag,
right?
Well, have you tried renting
children?
Kids, just for like a weekend.
I'm not a fan
at all. Nothing about them.
Here's the thing. There are just there are two kinds of people, right? The kid people and other. I just you know how the kid people are always like all fucking adult conversation has to stop. You can't say fuck first of all. And they all right conversation has to stop. Look what the baby's doing.
Yes, that is true.
Can I tell you how many videos I've had to, multiple times? Look at it again. Look at what he did. I was like, it's just as entertaining as the first 10 fucking times I saw it.
Well, the thing is, other people's kids don't interest me either, really.
That's what people say.
Yeah.
But yours are wildly entertaining.
My kids interest me. When something looks like you, it's amazing what you'll do for it.
Right. It's not. That's not at all narcissist.
No.
That seems totally.
I am the first to admit that.
Right.
I mean, that's just the truth of it, though. That's why they look like you.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not saying if you adopted kids, they don't look like you. You don't. Of course, you love them.
Right.
But you find something about them that looks like you.
Right.
I don't care if you adopted an Asian baby. You're like, but look, she kicked the kickball. That's how I played kickball.
That's exactly.
That's what I would do when I'd go down a slide when I was a kid. This is my baby. Watch her go down the slide again. Watch her go down the slide again. I know. It's something really bizarre.
So you have a podcast where you talk to other comedians with kids.
Yes.
About their kids.
And we talk about how they cock block our careers.
Right.
Yes. And it's great because it's
fucking germ wagon cock blockers in my personal opinion.
They are. I mean, that's how I got syphilis.
Right.
You got to be careful out there, guys. I just want to warn everybody, use the paper thing over the toilet seats.
Did you have a hoary pass before you were married? What was
I didn't.
Really?
The most exciting thing
You were
thing
like a dirty
ever,
Russian whore?
I wish
Which is even worse than dirty French whores, in my opinion.
I wish I was more of a whore. I kind of really regret not whoring it up some more.
Yeah.
I had an accidental threesome.
Well,
but it wasn't
that's hard to do. You'd have to really be clumsy.
Okay, it wasn't really a threesome. It was like an adjacent threesome.
Oh. Okay, that's weird.
I can't
Can you explain it a little more?
Okay. I went to San Diego State University, for college.
Okay.
And I moved up to LA, and then I got invited to go to a wedding of one of my friends. So I went down to San Diego.
And you accidentally fucked the bride and the groom?
By accident. You know, and the priest. I guess four.
Okay, four. Right.
But I was invited to this wedding, but I was just graduate from college. I was an idiot. I didn't think to, get a hotel room.
Right.
So I went down to this wedding from LA and then realized I don't want to drive back to LA.
Right.
Some friends
said, I'm going to have to fuck a few people.
Just crash here in our hotel room. Everyone's staying here in our room.
Right.
So there were 10 people. So I was just excited that I got a little corner of a bed. Little itty bitty sliver.
Okay. So how many people were in the bed?
There were three of us.
Oh, just three of
us.
And what sex is now?
One dude and one chick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I don't drink.
All right.
I'm an embarrassment to my Soviets. So I don't drink.
Wow.
So I was pretty sober. I was just tired.
Right.
Still in my dress, excited to sleep.
Right.
I've always loved sleep.
Right.
So I'm just getting all cuddly and cozy. And next thing I know, I turn around. These two schlamazels are completely naked. Completely. But they're drunk and they're sloppy. And reaching over my body, they're their hands are trying to find each other's genitals.
Oh, so you got touched by accident?
There's taints everywhere.
Right.
Just a million taints.
Yeah.
And other people were naked too, but they were like on the other side of you know, this Holiday Inn Express. And but in this bed, they're just like trying to get it on. But again, you know, there's a lot of...
Wait, did you get like accidentally groped or were you not involved at all?
There was groping. There was dry humping.
Right,
but I was
of
trying
you,
to...
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to facilitate these two people who obviously had... The best
Why did
of
you
intentions.
Have to get involved? Why couldn't you just roll
I
over
was
and go to sleep?
In the middle.
Oh.
And I was the
only... Couldn't you have said, can you... It's like on a fucking plane. Would you two like to be together? I'll go to the aisle seat.
Well, it's easy
you go
for
to the
you
fucking aisle?
To quarterback on the Monday morning.
Well, listen, fucking Caligula. Jesus Christ. Just saying yet.
I was the
fucking
only
a.
sober one.
Just listen, I have a tiny bladder. I need to sit on the aisle. Would you two please fucking
sit
in the
aisle?
Middle in the window seat?
I helped them as best I could. There were
so
penises,
like
there
a,
were vaginas.
Like a fucked up twister. Just they like, all right, I'm right foot blue. All right, I'm in the middle, so I'll just help.
It's exactly what it was.
Like,
I put
hands.
Yes.
Were you like, okay, here's his dick. Put this in your mouth.
Yes.
Put this here.
Yes,
you
exactly
put that there.
Exactly.
No, you're not even fucking close to her clit, you moron. Here. 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 I'll spread her labia. There it is. What do you need? Here. Hang on. Let me turn up my flashlight. There. No, don't touch it right away.
Just slowly.
Tease.
My God. So I helped them. I did put his hands inside of her.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That is so
I helped.
So you were like almost like a guy on the runway that was just
yes, this way,
helping
this
the plane
way.
Come in.
Right. I was the third bait
because
coach.
He was drunk
like,
in the
go,
aim.
Go, go,
just
go.
Like, no. You're not even close here.
And I helped her, too. She wasn't close to doing things that she should be doing.
Right. Wow, you are bossy. Jesus.
That's why I'm
What's not hot about that, Sean? I just want a fucking drill sergeant in bed with him. No!
Were they looking
not
at
that.
You? Like,
stupid. No.
They thought.
Did they realize you were in the room?
Of course, because their hands were on me, and I was like slowly putting them on each other.
So wait, did you get turned on at all, or no? You were just basically
a
judo instructor.
I am happy to help.
Right. That's, you are a helper.
I
Jesus,
really want
really...
to just make sure everyone's... I'm a people pleaser.
Right. Sure.
And I just wanted everyone to have a good time.
Sure.
So if they had a great time, then I did my job. And I had a free place to sleep that night.
You're like,
right.
You're like a designated driver, except...
Exactly.
You're like the designated fucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of making sure they get home,
right.
Make sure they make it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Everyone had an enjoyable experience.
Right.
And now I have a story.
There you go.
And it makes me look like
do.
I have like a, you know, crazy
I'm so, we've heard some past. Fucking stories on Happy Hour, Sean. That's, you do not hear that every day.
An adjacent threesome.
Right. Okay. That's, yeah, it's like Beverly Hills adjacent only.
Right.
With random Russian whores. Okay. Now, so did you ever get close to getting married before? A lot of boyfriends? What? No. Just.
No. I didn't think I was going to get married. I didn't think I was going to have kids.
Oh.
This is all a big surprise to me, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I should keep all my receipts.
It sounds like a really disastrous choice.
Return any of this. Look, when you're a comic, a lot of people still believe this.
Right.
I'm slowly trying to change people's minds, but they don't think that kids are part of the picture.
Right.
A lot of comics don't even think marriage is part of the picture.
Right.
So I didn't think that. I was focused on my career and I was on the road. I was a road warrior.
You are a little bit of a unicorn. For now that I'm thinking about everyone we've had on Happy Hour, I'm like, huh, children. That's interesting. Really? Married with children?
It could happen. I mean, it happens for dudes all the time. Nobody ever blinks.
Right.
But a chick on the road, by the way, I did the road pregnant with both pregnancies.
You did your stand-up special called You Did This to Me, 7 months pregnant.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. And produced it from top to bottom.
Wow.
And top to bottom and bottom to top.
It sounds like this has kind of been a horrifying experience all the way through. Just the everything.
I mean, you're really
conception,
giving me some
the pregnancy, the birth, the...
I think you're right. What am I doing with my life?
I don't know. I'm hoping you're going to rethink things.
Look, I didn't want to stop. I didn't want to. I was already starting to produce a special.
Right.
And then I can't keep my legs closed.
No, you can't keep your legs shut.
So I got knocked up. So I was like, all right, let's just keep going. Because I had already started the ball.
Yeah.
The balls.
So to speak.
Yes.
So to speak. Yes.
And so I did it pregnant and... it was a great experience because I will never do it again.
which, oh,
pregnancy,
having, oh, pregnancy again. And,
both. And producer special again.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy because I had to crowdfund. I had to get investors. The Russian mafia gave me money.
Right.
So now I owe them.
Did those two fuckers you helped fuck help out?
They did
They certainly should have.
They did not.
Those fucking selfish fuckers.
So, you know,
I hate three-way selfish fuckers, right?
I agree with you. They could have done, they could have dropped something in the bucket.
Right.
Have you ever crowdfunded for anything?
Yes. Yeah, I think
I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
It's like running for office.
Right. Yes.
It's like you shake everybody's hands. Can I count on your vote? Can I count on your vote?
Right.
Can I count on your vote?
Right.
So, one of the things that someone told me was, when you're crowdfunding, you got to give them perks. So let's say people donate or give, you know, a lot of money, like 10 grand, 20 grand, you know, that could happen.
Sure.
So for 20 grand, I said, look, if you donate $20,000 to my special, you could help name the child.
Okay.
And I got it.
Uh-oh. What's your kid named?
Igor. She is a sweetheart, though. She is
It is not.
Well, the Russian Was mafia gave us a lot of money. I'm not kidding you.
God.
For $25,000, you could help cut the cord.
Well, now you're going to have to crowdfund for therapy for her again. Because her fucking named her after a hunchback.
Look, it got us cameras. It got us editing. You know, it costs a lot. It costs
now,
a lot to edit.
You also, we had something, I don't know if you, when we were at Oxygen Network at the same time.
Yeah.
But you were on Girls Behaving Badly.
A million years ago.
I love that your some of your bio says she specializes in prank-related shows.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. Are you just naturally mean-spirited? Or is it,
look,
why, how did you specialize in playing pranks on people?
I'm a good liar. That's all. It's not being mean-spirited. You have to know how to lie. And when you have Russian parents, you learn how to lie.
Right.
That's just part of it. It's like being questioned every day by the KGB. You learn, you have to be smarter than the FBI if you're going to.
Right, but if you're an entire family of liars, who knows how,
exactly.
How can you tell who's lying and who's.
I come from a family of spies.
Oh, okay.
No, this is 100% serious. My father's father was a spy.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're just all naturally nosy.
It's just.
And good liars.
You know how to lie. That's all it takes to be a good hidden camera person. And yes, I have done a lot of hidden camera. A lot. A lot. I don't know why. I don't know why. It just happened.
What? So you were there with Chelsea Handler?
Yes.
Because I was hosting I've Got a Secret and Pure Oxygen, I think, at the same time. Right.
Yeah.
So what was working with Chelsea like? Would you like to dish any dirt?
So, did I mention my brother died?
Oh, I guess you'd rather go back to that. Okay.
Can you imagine going back to, like, the worst subject? Death is really, it really messed me up. I mean.
Now, you were also a correspondent for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yes.
Was that also involved lying or what?
It was.
Yes.
I got to do a photo booth that people thought was real, but it wasn't. It was just me. Just fucking with people.
Uh-huh.
They come in and they think they're getting free pictures. And I would just, everything was improvised.
Right.
Everything was just, whatever happens, happens. But here's one thing that I did with the crew. So we had like our sound guy and the camera guys. I'd make everybody hold hands before we would start shooting.
Right.
And we would do a prayer for body parts.
Right.
So we would pray for, you know, dear comedy gods that are in heaven or whatever god you believe in.
Yeah.
Nipples, crack, anything, any kind of side boob is awesome. Any kind of junk is bonus.
Yeah.
Major. And we got it.
Right.
We would get we got front junk, back junk. We got lady parts, man parts, every kind of parts. Side boob, nipples. We got a lot of nipples.
Wow. Yeah.
Lots of
Big
nipples.
Big fan. Big fan of nipples.
I like nipples.
Yeah.
I like lady nipples.
Right.
Man nipples.
Really? Okay.
All of them.
So, all right.
So the photo booth was exciting is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. And I got to do that for many, many years.
Right. Okay. Here's the part where I pretend to be interested in your children. Now the,
I'll show you videos. I got videos.
Please fucking shoot me instead.
No, but these are really cute videos.
I bet they are. What's the 5-year old? What is it like? What are your conversations like with the toddler?
I let him watch the debates.
Oh, he did?
At
5?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's
a he and then a she is the one.
The one-year-old Igor. Is a girl. Yes, Igor.
Quasimodo is
Igor.
Older one.
That's how you pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
Please be respectful. He, I'm just trying to raise kids that are not douches. That's all I want.
Let's talk shit about her kids, and she's going to like fucking shiv me. Her Russian spy roots are going to come out. I'm going to get a blow dart.
I make this microphone into ready. I just don't want to raise douchebags. That's
right.
all. That's
right.
really my only goal. Yeah. And so I wanted him to watch the debate that happened a couple nights ago.
You were like, don't be that like that douchebag. Yeah. That is an orange douchebag. Don't do that.
Oh, my God. That's all. Look, my kid only knows a black president.
Right.
How cool is that?
Right.
That And I
right.
told
They're
him.
Like, he's like, they come in white, too.
They come
wow.
in and other body parts.
Wow.
But I told him when I voted for Barack Obama, both times
right.
I cried.
Right.
Both times.
Right.
And he was like, why? Why did you cry? And I said, because it was a really big deal.
Right.
And so I told him how this is a really big deal again. I mean, every
right.
time we vote for a president, or honestly, people don't take the every 2 years
right.
voting that we have to do seriously. But
no.
every time we vote, it should be a big deal. It should
right.
be monumental and should be important. So he was watching Trump. And he wasn't watching the actual debate. It was just a few of the highlights, you know.
Right.
And so he said, he's interrupting a lot. And I said,
Mommy, that's rude.
Yes.
You tell me not to do that.
And I said, yes, he is. And I go, and do you know? And he goes, and by the way, can I have a new Lego set? I go, well, you just trumped me. You just trumped Mommy. You just trumped Mommy. So he's learning a lot. He's
right.
learning a lot. And I think it's
right.
important.
What were his other thoughts?
He liked.
How is he on the whole trade issue? And
he thinks a wall, unless there's like a jungle gym aspect to it,
right?
Unless there's like a slide or something fun on the other side, he thinks it's wrong. No, we talk about it. We talk. Look,
does the 1 year old have a more coherent policy than Donald Trump?
I'm guessing. She does. You know, she had a blowout in her diaper, and I was like, exactly,
exactly,
exactly what the country.
So you did exactly
is
what Donald Trump just did. You just shit the bed in this debate.
It's fun.
What as someone of Russian heritage, how do you feel about Trump wanting to blow Putin, basically?
Look, Putin's a sexy fucking, man. We love right. nipples. We just discussed that. We love nipples. He has led us into his nipple world many times. look, I am a crazy lunatic tree hugger.
Right.
Like, just your crunchy granola
yeah.
liberal. I
right.
My father is not.
Oh.
And so it's difficult for me.
Right.
It's just hard for me to discuss where we are.
Both your parents going to vote for Trump?
I don't know. I don't. Oh God, I can't even think about
Can
it.
Can you announce the conversation with your parents? What do they sound like? When?
This is my father when I'm at his house visiting in San Francisco. I walk by the dining room table and I do a double take and I go back into the dining
right.
room and I'm like, what is this? My dad's like, what, we get new dining room table? No. What is this on top of the dining room table? It is a Sean Hannity book.
Oh, no.
A book.
Oh, no.
A book! Why? Why? Why do you have to have it in hard copy form? Why can't you just listen and then it's out in the ether and then we can pretend it like it never happened? But you have it here like to save. Like for future reference? Like
right.
you're going to be like, I
yes.
don't know how I feel about this. Let me go to chapter 18, blacks. Let's see. Let's see what he says here about the blacks. That's the thing. I don't understand how immigrants could vote
right.
for. I just don't get it.
Right. Exactly.
My dad, we were refugees.
Right.
We were refugees. This is the face of a refugee.
Right.
By the way, don't judge it now because I really have not had a chance
right.
to do anything with my threading lady lately.
Yeah.
But,
oh no,
I am the face of a refugee.
I thought there was a terrorist at the door. I was afraid to answer. I have video cameras. I was like, I don't know.
Who's
Turn
the
Sean, off. Who's the swarthy woman at the front?
I don't know. I don't get it. It's hard for me. It's
right.
It's difficult. I'm in a difficult
yeah.
place. I don't know if anyone can relate. If you have family members.
Right. Oh yeah. My 93-year-old Republican mom is going to vote for Trump.
Come on.
Yeah.
What does that do for you?
It's I just can't talk
it
to her about
shake.
It. I love her because she's 93. I just can't. I can't. Literally can't.
Oh,
she's like,
God.
Oh, well, dear, I think Trump's the one that can get the job done. Like,
get
all
what?
Right.
What?
Good luck with the apocalypse. Oh, bye-bye, Mom.
God. Oh, I'm sweating thinking
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Like,
those old fuckers don't care about the rest of us, right?
What?
They don't care. It's blown up. You've got children, for God's sakes.
I do. And that's all I care about is just please, let's not have any douchebags.
Yes.
Look, That's all. Right. That's all it comes down
exactly.
to.
Exactly. This election is not Republican or Democrat. It is douchebag or not.
Yes.
Are you for douchebags or anti-douchebags?
Someone douches and
right.
someone is a douche.
Right.
That's all.
Right. And his sons douche. The
oh my
douches
God.
Don't fall far from the bag. There you go. That's a John Fugelsang joke.
I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
With it. I can say and I can retweet and repost like, please vote, please vote, please
right.
vote.
Right.
But it's just, I cannot wait for November to get here.
Right.
Because
do you think you're now in terms of when you say immigrant, so do you feel like your Russian roots or your Jewish roots are more prevalent in your worldview or
look? So
I'm asking about your relative Jewiness, yeah. I
yes.
guess is my point. How on a scale of Jewiness, how Jewy?
From you know, one to Streisand, I feel like I'm a Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Not
yeah.
too bad.
Yeah. I
look,
see.
I have to walk around with this nose all the time. So
right.
I don't have.
I think you're very attractive.
Well,
I don't mean that in a gay
well,
way.
No, I will take
I mean,
it.
For a fucking it's, breeder, you're hot. Nice
look,
teeth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You could do toothpaste commercials.
And sometimes as a parent, I brush them.
Well, and it's obviously because you have a lot of toys to pick stuff out of.
There you go.
You don't always get to, like, take care of all of your
right.
necessities as a parent.
Right.
You choose.
Right.
You're like, who
right.
am I going to offend tonight?
Right.
Someone with my breath or with my pits?
Right.
One or the other. I go out to do a show
only
and I'm
so much
like,
time.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's what I got. I can either take care of these eyebrows or put on some deodorant, but it can't be both.
I had a unibrow. Now those brows, I can tell that's a.
They try to touch.
That's a thing. Yeah.
These are like I'm trying
oh, yeah.
to. Like...
I looked like who's the name? About Brezhnev when I was in.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Wait, which one was
Speaking
the one with
Russians.
The shoe? Was that Khrushchev who would like slam the
mm-hmm.
shoe?
That's what
Khrushchev?
It looked like. Yeah. My mom, I'll never forget the my first tweezing was experience was really really harrowing. It was really there were like bloody holes. My mom was not gentle.
Oh, so she did it.
Yeah.
Went how
yeah,
old
and I could hear her like under her breath. She didn't think I could hear her go. Oh, stop bleeding!
She's
like,
no.
She's trying to dab like the bloody giant bloody holes.
No.
Yeah, it was.
What was
horrible.
She using?
I had a lot. I don't know.
A Makita? She wasn't using tweezers.
We are part German. I think we are descended of the Mengeles, and so. No, but it was really a substantial unibrow. I looked like Meryl Osmond.
Here's what I knew. I would be a comic.
Yes.
Freshman year in high school. I mean, I knew before that.
Right.
I knew 5 years old in kindergarten. I knew.
Right.
But freshman year in high school, a kid, this dude went up to me, this other 14-year-old.
Right.
And was like, you got a mustache. Like as if I didn't know. Right? And I go, yeah, I do. And you don't. What does that say about your manhood? When are your balls going to drop? Are you ever going to have
Mine
puberty?
Dropped last
yeah.
year.
And the, and
what about
the look
you?
On his face, he just like backed away slowly.
Like a cat.
And I was like, I'm gonna take this to the stage. Like I knew in that moment,
right.
I have got to,
right.
I've got to beat people to the punch.
Right.
Yes, I have a mustache.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
Say it before you say it. So I don't even know what your question was.
I don't remember.
My brother
Do
died.
You ever swear?
I know. You gotta laugh.
Okay. Well, no, here's the other thing. I was wondering because we always say the happy hour is for drinking and swearing, which
yes.
you're not fucking carrying a load in any way.
I so apologize.
You don't drink. You don't swear. Now, do you not swear because you're a mother? Because
I
we
do
had.
Swear.
Oh, you know Joel Stein, the writer
yes.
from Time Magazine.
Yes.
He's my neighbor and friend. And so he brought his Laszlo, nine. He's nine? Nine, I think.
I think so.
And his wife. They came to watch the debate. And Rob just started F bombs left and right because we're not used to being around kids. I'm like, Rob.
Yeah.
We're not used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Oh, you know what Rob was doing? He was doing his Conor McGregor at the screen. He's
oh,
like,
sure.
You get fucking nothing.
Oh,
fucking
well.
Nothing. Fuck you, Donald Trump. And I was like, Rob, there's a 9-year-old right next to you.
Jeez. But it's great that he got his kid involved
but
in
But have you trained yourself? Because you've not let one.
I'm so sorry. I'm a failure.
Could you just
I
say,
do swear a lot, actually.
Fucking cunt punch. Could you just say something? Just
well,
do it.
That's so funny. That was actually my nickname in high school.
Cunt punch.
Fucking cunt punch. I try. I should. I know.
That was just
I'm
from
so,
your parents.
I'm so sorry.
They were mean in Russian.
I know a lot of swear words in Russian.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, at least do that
okay,
for
okay,
us.
Okay. So there's swolich.
What's that?
Swolich is like I think all of them basically mean motherfucking bitch.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. A lot of people fucking their mothers.
I think
Russia.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Swolich and. That was basically what I was called a lot. My mom swore at me a lot. And then I heard someone using that word and another person saying, watch your language. And I was like, what? What did she say?
Russians sound very negative. That's why the Russian judge is always low in the Olympics. The Russian judge is always like, I don't, wasn't that great.
I know. It's always like Germany 5.5, Russia 0.0008, which is my alcohol level right now. They're negative people because you live with hardly any food in the winter. All the time.
Try it. No.
Okay. I know. I just described Detroit.
Okay.
But
stop it.
It's a harsh life. Yeah. I'm sure it's so different now. I mean, I went there back in 2003. And that's the last time I was back because I would not go back now. It's frightening. But there was a Hugo Boss at Red Square. There was a Hugo Boss. Do we all remember Red Square?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Yes.
It's like a McDonald's in Tiananmen Square. I mean, it was a Hugo Boss and my dad just stopped in his tracks and he's like, okay, I give up. Like, he's like, okay, Russia, do what you want now. You know, it's just.
How did your dad feel about Pussy Riot? My favorite was when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State and she had to make a statement. Really? Your bill's fucking bullshit. I got to stand out here and say Pussy Riot? Like, they're not going to use that all over the internet? God damn it, Ari, give it to me. What's the statement?
I love when people, like, so Putin, everyone's like, you know, he's getting into our emails and Trump's in bed with him. And it's like most people in America have no idea actually what he is and what he's all about and what he does. They just hear the name. And why does it have to sound like a fart? Like, why? You know, that's the one thing.
Did you Putin in here? Who Putin?
It's just no one knows anything except for his name just sound like fart.
It's scary that they might be trying to fuck up our election, right? That they make there's all these, you know, theories about them trying to meddle in our election, even in our voting software and all that shit. You know they want Trump to be president. Come on.
Okay. I mean, is there any part of you?
They probably did those goddamn online polls. In fact, I heard that one of those theories that some of the hackers were in St. Petersburg that were like, Trump's wins by a million points debate.
But do you feel like Hillary's camp is going to prepare her or change her direction at all for the next debate? Do you think
she kind of delivered an epic fucking ass
she
kicking.
Did. I mean, I
wouldn't. Don't go changing.
So you think they're just going to stay the course?
Yes. Okay. I love when people call people's camps like they're having s'mores.
I see them as base camp at the bottom of Everest. That's how I see them, where they're just like all their facial hair is frozen off. And
they all have the same shorts.
I see them as base camp. What should you call them? What do you call them?
Who?
The camp. What would be like a better word?
Oh, for Hillary's camp?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. Is this a fucking quiz? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just trying to. Is it like a? Is it her entourage? Her posse?
Right.
Yes. Her posse riot. Her
pussy posse.
Her pussy posse.
Yeah. Well, no, that was Bill's. I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh,
too soon.
All right. Tell us about Quasimodo, your 1 year old.
You know, for someone who hates kids,
it's Igor. Sorry.
I
can help you with that hump.
She is fantastic.
Does she like it in the bell tower?
She is. Look, they're 1 and 5. My 5-year-old recently teabagged her.
Really?
Whether it was an accident or not,
maybe not. Yeah.
After bath, he just got out of the bathtub and he just went over to her and just like boop, teabagged her.
That's fantastic.
And I told my husband, I go, early. Do you see where he gets this from?
Because I had to ask what it was, you know, because I don't get out much.
You don't get teabagged?
No.
What do chicks have to do? Do they have to actually like put an actual teabag on your face, just like make it feel
sexy? I don't
know.
I haven't had a three-way with three strangers and a fucking
I always wanted to be a lesbian.
You did?
Yeah.
It's, well, you know, you can't just try it. There's no paperwork. There's an oral exam.
That's the thing, is you gotta
don't dabble.
You gotta really like commit, I feel it's on my to-do list.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm sure you can lick that one. Okay. Oh, come on. No, I didn't. What? By the way, did your brother die? Okay.
He did, guys. He did, you guys.
Really sorry.
He died so I could do this.
God God, you are one dark ass motherfucker.
Look, did you see Patton Oswalt on Conan recently?
No.
He talked about his wife passing away, and it was
Yikes.
Both beautiful and hilarious and so amazing and so touching and right. so painful and so uplifting.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy inspired me. You have to laugh about it.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks, but you have to.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when my brother first died, I thought, oh, he's for sure going to watch me masturbate.
You think of, like...
For sure, right? Right? I mean, why wouldn't he?
I thought when my dad died, I was like, right? My dad, can he see me being a big carpet muncher?
Can he?
Maybe he's not happy about that.
Or I feel like they're so neutral.
Yeah.
If you feel like there's another side, if you believe in that.
Right.
That anything goes. Like,
yeah.
Like it's yeah. all good. Like there's no judgment, right?
Yeah.
Let's hope.
But in retrospect, because you know, I've been with a lot of hot chicks. Mm-hmm. I think in retrospect, my dad would have been like, fucking A, I'd tap that. Good job. Good job, my baby girl. It's my girl. I would totally tap that. I can hear him if I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I would tap that.
That's inspiring.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just an ethereal father-daughter connection.
Do you feel like he's around you? Like, do you believe in those things?
Yeah, especially at those moments.
At
I feel like
moments,
he's like,
yeah.
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 Harder. No, I'm just kidding. All right, you know,
I'm a mother.
I feel that.
God damn it.
God damn it. Would you get your shit together? You got to go pick up your kids.
I do. What time is
Stop
it?
Stop being such a filthy Russian whore. All right.
Oh.
How do we worship you and follow you on Twitter?
I would love
support
it.
You. Tell us something.
Please. I am at Kira Comedy. Because
okay.
I would never put Sultanovich in there and put people through that.
No, don't put us.
And my
that.
Website's Kira Comedy, and my Instagram that I think I'm on three times a year
right.
is Kira Comedy,
right.
and of course Facebook. I'm still, you know, I like to do it old school.
Oh, yeah, old school. Right. Can you leave us with one more Russian swear word, please?
Well, there's yup.
Yup,
tvoyamat.
Also, fucking motherfucker.
It does, because yup okay. is to fuck, and tvoyamat is your mother.
Wow.
So fuck your mother.
Okay. Well, on behalf of all of us. And Kira Sultanovich, go fuck your mother. Okay?
Yup, tvoyamat!
With a fucking polonium-filled dildo. Go fuck your mother. She's going to tell her kids this whole story. What, Mommy, what were you doing? Love you, Kira!
Thank you.
Happy fucking happy hour.
Clink, 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 clink. Clink.